Big day today, Edward, hey?
Is that why you're dressed as a waiter, then?
Get up there!
My best suit, is it? But he saves it for special occasions.
You need to get out more. You going to take the black armband off it?
Put it in my pocket. Hey, Road. If the vicar makes a habit of giving away money with his sermons...
You're not still swallowing that one, are you?
Well, there might be something in it. So when charity begins at home... Hey, Road. He wasn't talking about going to church.
No.
Something to be proud of, isn't it? My grandson... Bird management's
not a big deal.
Of course it is. It's a very responsible job. Shows how much Oliver Sterling thinks of you.
Yeah.
So I shall go to St. Stephen's with my head held high today.
You don't need to go on about it. I mean, not to anyone else, yeah?
All right.
And you don't need to keep coming and checking on me, neither. You can only get tired.
All right, yeah.
Go get up there. Go on.
So... What you got planned for your first day as herd manager, then?
Well, I've got some pasture topping to do once I've had my breakfast.
Meanwhile, I'll be collecting me dosh.
It's ages since you set foot in St. Stephen's, isn't it?
Well, in chapel, is it?
Anyway, I've got to have a word with Oliver about this track. You seen all them potholes?
Well, it's worse when we lived here. Oh, here comes my taxi. Right on cue.
How do you make some cash, Joe?
Well, it's good to see you made an effort for church, Jazzer.
That's in the sarcasm. It's a clean T-shirt.
Yeah, come on. Let's go before Clary thinks we've got love.
See me flash the cash later in the pool, then, Ed?
Yeah. Just don't come scrounging a point off me when you come back skin, eh?
We'll see about that. I'll see you in the bar.
Hi, is she?
Hiya. Everything ready?
Yeah, just going to go around and see who's turned up.
Well, I've just had a call from Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah?
I bumped into her yesterday and I invited her and Nigel for supper on Friday.
Right.
Only they can't come because it's their wedding anniversary. And Nigel's planning some romantic surprise, apparently.
Oh, I see.
Typical Nigel. I hope he knows what he's let himself in for. She's expecting great things. Wow.
Oh, look at them all.
Hey, are you ready for this?
Well, it's not often I get this many beating a past at the door.
Well, you usually get a good congregation for Harvest Festival, don't you?
Yeah, I do, but it's not normally busy this early. There's one or two new faces there as well.
Is that Jazza?
Ah, and Joe.
It can't be for the fundraising, can it?
Well, can't think of any other reason.
But they've all come because of a church window.
Well, maybe, yeah. It shows people really care about their village.
Maybe.
And people like to be involved in a restoration project. The talent's idea must have sparked their imagination.
Obviously.
Well, I'm just hoping I've got enough money to dish out at the end of the service. I was counting on about 50 turning up.
Well, that may be a bit of an underestimate.
Yeah. Look, you don't mind having a bit of a whip round, do you?
Huh?
With Bert and Shula. Get a few extra fivers, just to be on the safe side.
I was going to do that.
Oh, no problem. Everything all right?
Fine, yeah. One thing, though.
Yeah?
Well, the track up to Spinney Fields, it's in a bit of a state.
Yeah, I remember thinking the same thing myself a few weeks ago.
Well, could you order some hardcore? It wouldn't take much. Just need sorting out before winter, really.
Yeah, sure. I'll pop up later and have a look at it. Estimate how much to get. Yeah, thanks.
No, that's okay. I'll do that bit of topping then.
Okay.
Oliver?
Huh?
I was just wondering what shifts Neil will be helping out with next week.
Oh, I should have mentioned it. Yeah, I rang him yesterday. I told him there's no need for him to come anymore.
Did you?
Yeah, well, I thought it might be best all round.
Oh, yeah. You see, you told him I was herd manager.
Of course.
What did he say?
Well, nothing, really. He was pleased to have helped out.
Right. So he didn't tell you I'd probably mess up then?
No. Not at all.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, he was relieved to get back to concentrating full-time on the pigs.
Yeah, right.
Look, Ed, It doesn't matter one iota what Neil was or wasn't thinking. I trust you, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I know. I want to do my best.
Well, of course.
I know I let you down last time.
Look, I've told you, it's all in the past. Time to move on, all right?
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, it's your birthday this week, isn't it?
Thursday, yeah.
Well, would you like the day off? I mean, I'm very happy to cover if you've got plans.
No, thanks.
Sure?
No, there's no need. I don't want to start taking time off when I've just got going, yeah?
Well, if that's what you want.
Yeah, my counsellor's well chuffed I've started here. I just feel like I want to get stuck in properly, you know?
Yes, of course. Well, good for you.
So, we might think of talents as units of God's goodness, which, as in the parable, we can use and multiply.
You think we get one money in the way? Now,
that may be
the seed
sown in spring, which bears so much fruit at harvest time. Or it may be doing someone a favour, without obligation, a favour which is later repaid many times over. So what I'd like you all to do is to take your £5 on the way out...
A fiver!
...and use it as you each see fit. The idea is that you multiply the £5 in whatever ingenious ways you can think of and donate what you've made to the church window repair fund.
Hang on, does he mean we have to give back?
Now, just as an example, I'm setting up what I'm calling the Dial-a-Vicar service. And I'll use the £5 to buy petrol for my motorbike. Then anyone needing a delivery or shopping collected or whatever can give me a call. There'll be no set charge, but when I've done the job, the caller can donate whatever they think is appropriate. So then out of the profits, I'll buy more petrol to continue the service, and so on. Anyway, I'll leave you all to mull it over and come up with your own schemes. And I'll be collecting the money in at the harvest supper. Right, our next harvest song, we plough the fields and scatter.
Thanks for coming.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you. Would you like to take one?
Morning, Vicar.
Oh, nice to see you, John. Are you taking part in the fundraising?
Good on then, I suppose.
Good man.
Jazza?
No, you're all right, Vicar.
Well, not participating.
No, a bit pushed for time with the pigs in the milk round.
Well, never mind.
Thanks for showing your support, anyway.
Oh, don't you worry, Vicar. We'll manage without him.
You come to the pub, Joe? Best no waste of hail, Mormon.
You about finished?
Yeah, pretty much. Looks like Shula's handing out the last one or two, right? Got them all galvanised, hasn't it?
Well, it seems so. Yeah, I wish I'd decided what I'm going to do now.
Oh, you'll come up with something.
I've already been interrogated.
Oh, they don't mean anything by it.
What's the vicar's lady friend got in mind? You know what some of them are like. They're so competitive.
That's what I'm counting on.
Although, I should warn you, there is one disgruntled parishioner.
Oh?
But he found an IOU on the collection plate.
Ah. I had to borrow another £10. Didn't want to run out of money. Don't worry, I'll put it back.
Well, I think you've escaped his wrath. He's dashed off to get ready for the cricket. He's umpiring this afternoon.
Well, I don't want to count my chickens, but with such a good turnout, we should raise some serious money.
I should think so.
You know, it's so wonderful to see everyone wanting to work together like this.
Here we are. This is the shandy, I think.
Oh, thanks.
Pie and chips are on their way.
Good, I'm starving. Cheers.
Well, cheers.
Oh, I was talking to Mike.
Yeah?
He was telling me about that course he went on last week. Sounds pretty hard going.
Well, it is very involved.
Oh, you're not kidding. Them scientific tests. One mistake and it all comes crashing down, doesn't it?
Well, that's the food hygiene business these days. Highly regulated. Well, it has to be.
Rather him than me.
He hasn't expressed any qualms to me about it, then.
Oh, no, no, he's well up for it. He's not bothered about when you and Caroline go away, either.
Good.
I bet you're looking forward to that, though, aren't you?
Well, St. Lucia? Oh, certainly I am.
Lucky for some. Somebody should be lucky to see St. Andrews.
Hang on, here comes the millionaire.
I thought Mike said he was offering you a decent bonus, Jazza. Surely you don't need alms from the church.
Hilarious. Julian should book you for a comedy night.
Yeah, I told you it was a waste of time.
You didn't really believe Alan was going to give you £20 just for going to church?
No, of course not.
Well, what?
I didn't know how much it was going to be, but I didn't know what to miss out on whatever it was.
Here you go. Half a lager and think yourself lucky. You're only a poor pensioner, you know.
I'll get you one in later, Joe. Ta.
Well, I thought you'd have learned your lesson, Jazz. Picking up free money's already got him in trouble this week.
Ah,
don't. I've been trying my best to forget about that.
Yeah, one of the housewives on his rounds got her eye on him.
Ooh.
The gorgeous Mrs. Ganley.
No funny. The first morning I saw this 50p on the ground, so I picked it up. The next day there was another one in the same spot, and the same the next day.
Odd.
Oh, I thought nothing of it until one day I saw she was watching when I bent her. You can laugh, I felt violated.
Yeah, well, I think you're just lucky. Dorothy Ganley's a very fine-looking woman.
So, come on, then. This church money, just a rumour, was it?
Nah, worse. Everybody got a fiver, all right.
But you're joking.
Good heavens.
But there's the catch.
You have to invest the fiver and make more money with it. And you have to give it all back to save the church windies for you rotting or something.
Yeah, well, it's to get new rods for them. They're rusting, you see.
Well, isn't that a rather high-risk strategy for fundraising? I hope Alan knows what he's doing.
Well, and what are you going to do with yours?
Nothing. I just said no.
What? Jazza McCreary turning down some free money?
Fix it in your memory. You'll not see it again.
I got my £5.
Oh, what are you going to do with it? Get your suit dry cleaned and sell it to the museum?
No, I ain't. I've been thinking about it. And I've had what you might call a brainwave. And it'll be a winner. Yeah. Just you wait and see.
And he's going to try out CCTV. See if it'll boost their heat detection rates.
Really?
You can't replace the herdsman with a notebook and pen, Sam.
He should just let his herdsman get out there a few times a day instead of sitting in front of a screen.
Oh, will you remind me to ring the maize silage people to confirm?
You already done it.
Oh, thanks.
Pass me a plate.
Thanks, Ruth. That was smashing, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want any more to us, Sam?
No, I'm all right, thanks. Oh, I'm stuffed.
David?
No, I'm fine, thanks. Is there any more tea in the pot?
Uh-huh. I was admiring that drawing on the fridge.
That's me, and that's a calf, apparently. I didn't like to ask which was which. Morning! Oh, Jill, right. Come in.
Hi, Mum, have a pew. Think you can squeeze another cup out the pot?
Thank you. There you go, Jill.
Thanks.
Has Dad come up with you?
Yes. He's gone straight up to the Herefords.
Oh, okay.
I won't stay long. I wanted to collect all those windfalls from the orchard.
Well, there are quite a few. Do you want a hand?
I wouldn't mind if you have time. I'm going to make chutney with some of them, and I'm making jam too for the talents challenge.
For the what?
Oh, Bert was on about that yesterday at the cricket.
It's an idea based on the parable of the talents. Alan gave everyone at church £5 yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I heard something about that.
And you have to put it to good use so it makes more money. It's to restore one of the windows in the church.
He's very trusting, isn't he?
Say that again.
Alan's not daft. I'm sure he knows who he needs to keep an eye on.
Still, it's hard work, all this fundraising. Yeah, Alan wants to have a chat with Sophie about it. They might be able to swap ideas.
Oh, I thought the fashion show was a one-off.
Well, you know, she seems pretty committed to Sundial House, and the fashion show went like a dream, didn't it, Ruth?
Yeah.
It's not surprising, really. She has run them before.
Gosh. When you think she used to be so woolly-headed?
Well, this was all incredibly professional. She'd done the script, the lighting, the soundtrack, and she pulled in all kinds of favours, you know, models, different designers. She can be very persuasive.
Would you like some breakfast, Jim?
No, thank you.
She raised a huge amount of money. Even she was surprised.
And did you see anything you liked, Ruth?
Not really.
That's a pity.
Sophie did ask you, didn't she?
Yeah, well, what looks good on some 6-foot-tall clothes hanger looks a bit different on ordinary people.
Most of it looks ridiculous when you get off the catwalks anyway. Normal people can wear stuff like that. They look like they'd escaped from some sort of institution.
Has she gone back home to Henley now?
No, she's just gone back to check on the business. She won't be moving back permanently for ages. Her mum's already phoning her half a dozen times a day, so Sophie wants to stick around.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's taking a lot out of her.
Well, why can't she move her mum down there to be with her?
Well, she wants to eventually, but that'll take ages.
I see.
Right. Well, better get up, see what Dad's up to.
Sam?
Yeah?
I'll check those down carvers. Thanks again for breakfast, Ruth.
See you later. You too, Mum.
Bye.
See you later. Bye, Mrs. Archer.
Bye, Sam. Is everything all right, Ruth?
Yeah, fine.
Sure.
Yeah, if you don't mind, Jill, I think I'll go and get the bed stripped. I want to get the washing out while there's still some sun.
Easy, girl, easy. Not going to hurt him. Oh, her?
Morning.
Morning, Joe. Another fine heifer.
Oh, carved in the night, did she?
Well, I assume so.
Easy carvers, just like Guernseys.
Yep, an easy breed all round.
Funny, isn't it? All goes full circle in the end.
How do you mean?
Well, here's you with Hereford's back at Brookfield and me seeing a Grundy back at Grange Farm.
Yes, of course. How's Edward doing?
Oliver Sterling's made him herd manager. He started properly yesterday.
Oh, that's excellent news. You must be very proud.
Oh, yeah. We ain't done too bad a job, have we?
Give yourself a pat on the back, Joe, I think.
He's doing very well. But I'll go over in the afternoons, just in case he needs a hand.
Well, I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
It don't do no harm a bit of extra help and advice from an old hand.
Ah, that's what Dad used to say to me, isn't it?
Not that you took any notice.
Oh, I'm sure I did.
You just didn't let on, eh, young David?
The trick is to make them think it was their idea.
Well, right, I'll get back. I got a lot of things to do this morning.
I won't hold you up, then.
I got my plan of action to start on.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I can't say too much, but I'm hoping for a good result for the vicar.
Well, see you both, then.
Yes, bye, Joe.
See you.
Well, perhaps you can put me to work, too, since I'm here.
Well, actually, you could give me a hand with the electric fence, if you don't mind.
Oh, right.
If I replace the battery, can you start moving it?
Yes, of course. Well, how did we do at the cricket yesterday?
Thought you were going to watch.
Yeah, so did I. But you know what your mother's like when we visit a garden centre.
Oh, right. Well, Dorchester old boys were a walkover.
Oh, so you're gearing up for the Village Cup next season?
That's the plan, yeah.
Good Lord. That battery's seen better days.
Yeah, it won't take too much more recharging. Listen, are you and Mum coming to Lower Loxley for the grape picking on Thursday?
Oh, yes. I rang Nigel to confirm.
Ah,
you?
Yep, Ruth and I'll be there. And Sophie says she's coming over to do a stint if she gets back from London on time.
Sophie?
Mm-hmm.
Harvesting grapes? She has changed.
Oh, not really. She's still the same person underneath it all.
Be careful, Joe.
Sorry, Mrs.
Hang on. You've dropped this.
Don't. Harry wouldn't get far making cakes without butter.
Well, you'd have enough there to feed the cricket team.
Oh, they ain't for them. They're to sell.
Ah. Is it for the Vicar's Talents Challenge?
That's right. She's got a few orders in already. Oh. Jet Woolley's rung her twice.
I saw you at church, too. Will you be doing it?
Oh, yeah. There's only a couple of days left to that sausage night of Tom Archer's, so I'd best get on.
Sausage night? You've lost me.
Ah, that's how I'm going to grow my money, you see. Renting advertising space to Tom Archer.
How does that work?
Well, he makes a hoarding for the back of a trailer in our field, puts an advert for sausage night on it, and he gives me the money.
I see.
And the fiver pays for the materials for the hoarding.
Ah.
Simple.
You sure you want to advertise in your field?
Well, think of all them cars that drives past. Loads of people see it.
Will he think it's worth it, though?
Oh, I reckon so.
He might not want to pay for an ad just for the Waterley Crossroad. It's not exactly the bypass.
Well, I'll just have to do a survey so as I can persuade him.
Still, it's good to see you getting in the spirit of things. Well done, Joe.
Oh, I like to do me bit.
Sam, come in.
Whoops. Oh, was that my fault?
No, no, it's me. I'm all over the place this morning.
Here, I'll let me...
No, I'll have it done in a minute. You sit down.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is Bert coming in for his coffee?
Yeah, in a minute.
I've got some of his favourite biscuits in.
Oh, you know the way to a man's heart. You okay, Ruth?
Yeah, of course. Why?
Oh, you seem a bit stressed.
Oh, well, no more than usual.
And you went a bit quiet when they were talking about the fashion show.
Oh, that. Well, not exactly my scene, is it? Just a bit fed up with hearing about it.
Yeah, and Sophie too.
Is it that obvious?
Oh, no, I mean, I don't really think anyone else saw anything.
Oh, I hope not. I feel bad mourning about it, to be honest.
Why? You haven't done anything wrong.
Well, she did do a really good job for Sundial House.
So?
And I know she's had a bad time recently with her dad dying and everything.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you have to be her best friend, does it?
No. But I should be a bit more... Oh, I don't know. Understanding.
Well, I think that's very noble of you.
It can't be easy for her. Especially looking after her mum.
Yeah, now she's going to be around a bit longer.
I'd probably find she's really nice if I gave her a chance.
Yeah?
Well, everyone else thinks so. They can't all be wrong.
Ah, look on the bright side. At least if she's busy looking after her mum, she can't always be latching onto David, can she?
No, I'm not worried about that.
No, I didn't mean... I just mean coming over here to Brookfield, you know, getting under everyone's feet.
Yeah, well, if she does, I'll just have to grin and bear it, won't I? Do you want to give Bert a shout? Coffee's ready.
So he promised Elizabeth something really romantic for their wedding anniversary.
Well, if you plant those daffs with wide enough gaps, we shall be able to get some tulips in later.
Righto. But he's right. She is working hard at the moment.
Especially with this blessed wedding of Mrs. Bugsley's.
I know. It was meant to be a small affair.
Yeah. Nigel said half of Norfolk's mobilised to descend on them.
Yes. It's turned into something of a do. Pink feathers in the champagne glasses, would you believe?
Would they get stuck in people's throats?
I have no idea. The thing is, Nigel's promised Elizabeth a grand romantic gesture as a thank you, but now he hasn't a clue what to do.
Well, how do you know?
He rang me for ideas.
Oh, typical Nigel. He never changes, does he?
No.
Hello again.
Oh.
Hello, Joe.
Well, I done me survey.
Oh, yes.
And I think it's safe to say that your judgment of the traffic is a bit misguided.
Oh, so what have you found out?
Well, it's hard to judge.
Well, there's no judging involved, surely. I thought you were just counting cars.
Oh, well, there's to be more scientific than that.
Scientific?
Yeah, well, you have to allow for the time of day, the day of the week, weather conditions.
Weather conditions?
Yeah, well, all sorts of things. Anyway, well, I sat there on that bench for a few minutes, but this is a quiet time of day, isn't it?
Well, I suppose so.
So I've had to add a few more to the score to account for.
Right.
That's 50% for evening, say, and another 25% for tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Farmer's market.
Oh.
So, if you multiply by 10 and take away the number you first thought of, you'll have thoroughly cooked the books.
Oh, you may, Mark, but you watch the vicar's face when I gives him the donation. Yeah, well, I'd best get up to the bull and see if Tom Archer's there. Afternoon to you.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
And there's another who'll never change.
Somehow, I don't think Tom'll fall for it.
No. I think we'll break for lunch ourselves.
Yes, a good idea. Oh.
You all right?
Yes, it's just me back. Better not overdo it if we're grape picking on Thursday. You know Sophie's coming to help?
No. Who told you that?
David, earlier this morning.
He does seem to be talking rather a lot about that girl.
You think so?
Yes. And I don't think Ruth all that keen on her being around either. I just hope David remembers where his priorities lie.
That's another one to tick off.
Who was it?
Esme Smith. Would you pass me the guest list, Alice, please? No, darling, no, not that one. That's the evening reception.
Who
Who are Beverly Williams and Andrea Fitch?
Oh, look, don't make a fuss, darling. Beverly's the wife of one of your father's business colleagues, and so is Esme.
Well, I don't even know these people.
Oh, you've met some of them.
Well, doesn't mean I want them at my 18th birthday party.
Well, you know what they're like. They'll probably just... they'll just pop in to show their faces, and I'm sure they'll bring you some very nice presents.
They don't drink, do they?
Oh, sure, everyone will have a glass or two.
I don't want a bunch of lashed-up oldies cluttering up the dance floor.
Alice, I don't know where you pick up these phrases.
Stop poring over lists. All you're missing is Lillian and a cauldron.
I don't think so. I can't be doing with anyone else taking over.
I am not taking over. We're planning it together.
Why aren't you at college? Skiving again?
No, my tutor's ill.
Caught your cold, eh? Seen him off already?
Adam, you are sure you'll have enough strawberries for the chocolate fountain?
Don't worry. Is there any of that pie left over from supper, Mum?
Well, if you give me a minute, I'll make you something.
No time, I'm afraid. Have to zap this and get back out there.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. Just had another email from Debbie.
Oh.
Just in case I was sitting around twiddling my thumbs between drilling the wheat, spraying for aphids, feeding the deer and the other 101 jobs I perform.
Well, at least sit down. I'll make you a coffee.
Oh, stick to water, thanks. Any more coffee today and I'll be bouncing off the walls.
Oh, dear.
Mum, mm-hmm. You know Amy and I are doing something for Alan's fundraising.
I wouldn't care, but I've been out since first light, again.
Oh, I was going to ask after Ian, but I don't suppose you've seen much of each other.
Mum. Yes, Alice.
No chance. I'll be out there until well after sundown.
Amy and I are running a junk sale in the church. Mm-hmm. You've got lots of stuff you don't need anymore, haven't you?
Yes, I'm sure I have. So what's Debbie asking you to do then?
Asking? That'd be mm-hmm. nice.
So is it okay if I look round the attic later?
She's demanding to know if I've finished spraying the graminicide yet, as if I've even had a chance to get started on it.
Mum, the attic.
No, you won't know what I want to keep, so I'll find half an hour later and sort some things out for you.
That'd be great, thank you. Adam?
I haven't got any junk.
Mm.
And she also wants more JPEGs emailed to check the weed condition of Longacre. She put no fakes in capital letters.
So when will you get round to...
Look, I'll put anything you can take to the right of the door. Okay?
Thanks. Oh, by the way, Adam,
mm-hmm.
Phoebe's been telling me about her school project on wildlife in the Midlands.
Alice, can you clear some of this paperwork away and let Adam sit down?
Anne?
I wanted to ask you about sowing the wildflower margins.
What? Since when did you care about stuff like that?
Oh, Alice, Adam's just told you how busy he is.
I know, but it's important. There's this bumblebee, apparently. The large garden bumblebee, and it's almost extinct.
I really don't have time to fit in any extra jobs at the moment.
I just promised her I'd speak to you about it. She and I are going to look for it on our land. You can spot it easily because it's all black. Come on, please.
I'm busy, Alice. Do you want me to put an end to global warming and cure obesity in the 10 minutes before I go to bed as well?
Oh, good heavens, you two. Look, just come and sit down now, Adam.
No, thanks, Mum. I'll leave my pie in the office where I can get some peace and quiet.
So can I tell Phoebe you'll do it?
Don't push it.
Thanks, Adam. You're a star.
Now, pass me the evening guest list.
Here, you can tick off Chris Carter. He's bringing Carly.
Ooh, are they still together?
He only does it to wind up Susan.
And anyone else?
I know India's coming, although she hasn't bothered to reply.
Well, how can you be sure, then?
India? Mm-hmm. Miss a party? Like that's ever going to happen.
Well, if you say so, darling.
She won't be bringing a plus one.
Oh, no?
Well, that's what she said last time she phoned me. She caught Garth chatting up this girl in the club they're in. She marched up and poured a whole bottle of champagne over their heads.
Oh, what a waste.
Well, he wasn't that fit.
Well, I meant the champagne.
Though I bet she's got someone else in tow by Friday. India's never been single for longer than a week. Not since she was 15.
Oi! Adam! Oi!
What is it?
You've got a minute.
Yeah, but it'll have to be quick, I'm afraid.
I want a word, it won't take long.
Right. Hang on a sec.
Yeah, I've been standing here watching you for a while now. What exactly do you think you're doing?
Just a minute, Matt, for heaven's sake.
Why are you spraying so close to the edge of the field?
What's the problem?
You're spraying where the wildflower margin should be.
I haven't planted the wildflower mixture yet, and I'm not spraying too close.
Looks like it to me.
So?
Do I need to remind you about the importance of moth and sawfly larvae? Huh? To feed the partridge?
No, you don't need to remind me. Is that it?
No, I'm trying to improve the standing in this shoot, in case you hadn't heard. That means more native birds.
Well, good luck.
Have you seen many partridge this year?
Quite a few, yes.
Any idea on numbers?
I haven't got time to go around counting partridge. In case it's escaped your notice, I've been busy making sure the drilling's done and the spraying completed on time, which is what I'll get back to now.
It. There you go.
Yeah, and there's another couple bagging up nicely. I'll bring them in at milking.
Right. Thanks, Sam.
Now, you look as if you could do with a break.
I'm lucky. Suppose I should do something about lunch, though.
Have you got anything planned?
No, not yet.
You're in luck, then.
Am I?
I made some lasagna last night.
You did?
Oh, yes. My signature dish, you might say.
Really?
Well, I like it.
I'm impressed.
Tell me that after you tasted it. You didn't have any other plans, did you?
No, I was just going to get a sandwich.
I've even tied it up a bit.
Yeah?
So, can I tempt you? I mean, I think I owe you a few meals, don't I?
Yeah, all right. Go on, then. Thanks, Sam.
Afternoon, Alice.
Hi, Matt.
Lillian should be here in a minute. You off up the riding course, are you?
Yeah. Lillian said she fancied a ride, so I thought I might as well put Tolly through his paces.
Hey, we're looking forward to your do on Friday.
The afternoon party?
Yeah, don't worry. We won't be gate-crashing your disco night.
I wouldn't put it past Auntie Lillian.
Yeah, right, yeah. Now we're out for a meal, as it happens.
Oh, right.
You've not left that brother of yours off the invite list, have you?
No, why?
Well, something's rattled his cage. I was talking to him earlier when he's a right on mood.
He's not in a mood. He's just busy. He's working on the estate contract.
Yeah, I know how busy he is.
Well, then you should understand how stressed out he is.
Yeah, that's all well and good, but he's...
He's under a lot of pressure.
Look, excuse me. We're all under pressure, Alice.
Well, you can be sure he'll do a good job, even if he is a bit short-tempered.
Well, he shouldn't be taking it out on anyone else. It doesn't cost anything to be polite and professional.
He's always professional.
Nah, I'm talking about his attitude. Nothing personal, but I expect good manners when he deals with me. We are his customers, after all.
Mmm. That delicious cake, Jennifer. Thank you.
Would you like another slice?
Oh, no. I better not. I've got a fruit cake from Clary waiting for me at home.
Oh, is that her enterprise, the Talent Sponge?
Yes, that's right.
What's Usha doing? Has she decided?
She's still pondering, actually.
No, I'm sure she'll think of something.
My dialer vicar service has really taken off. So I could always take her on as an assistant.
Oh, you've been in demand, have you?
Yep, everywhere I go. I was at the Laurels earlier. Marjorie Antrobus and one or two of the others clubbed together and gave me a shopping list.
Well, it's a worthy cause, and I expect people want to contribute.
Yes, really fired people's imaginations. Unfortunately, not everyone's donating much yet. And the petrol's costing me a fortune.
Well, I'll be doing my bit as soon as I get this 18th birthday party out of the way.
Oh, yeah, Amy's talked about nothing else for weeks. How's it going?
Well, everything's more or less organised, although the guest list for the evening seems to be growing prodigiously.
Yeah, Amy said something about there being a theme, wasn't it?
Yeah, full length and fabulous, you know, like the Beckhams.
Very glamorous.
And there'll be a bar area and a chocolate fountain and then this chill-out zone, I think Alice called it, and a dance floor with a DJ.
And what will you and Brian be doing?
Well, that's the good news. Debbie's coming over on a flying visit and she'll keep an eye on things, so Brian and I can go out for dinner with Lillian and Matt.
Oh. Hi.
Hello, Alice.
Alan's brought some things over from Amy for you to go through.
Oh, it's all in a couple of bin bags in the hall. Amy said to sort through it all with your stuff and just bring the best of it into the church whenever.
Oh, cool, thanks. I'll ring her now.
Well, right, I think that's my cue to go.
Oh, have you got our stuff ready, Mum?
Yeah, it's on the right of the door, darling.
Any tea in the pot? Oh, hi, Alan.
Hello, Adam.
Well, thanks, Jennifer. I'll see myself now.
Oh, right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Dad said there's an email from Debbie for you, Adam.
Thanks. I've read it.
Hi, Amy. Yeah, it's me.
Is everything all right, darling?
Matt Crawford sent an email whinging to Debbie, and surprise, surprise, she's emailed me.
Another slap on the wrist?
Apparently, in future, I've got to be reasonable with him and his shooting buddies. Oh. Whatever that may mean. Unbelievable.
Oh, come on, admit it. You ate a whole plateful.
Me mother always told me to eat whatever was put in front of me at other people's houses.
Oh, so you're saying you didn't enjoy it then, eh?
Well, of course I did. It was delicious.
Another triumph.
You'll be swapping recipes with Ian next.
Well, I don't think so.
Hello, Helen.
Yeah, all right?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Yourselves?
Good, thanks.
Oh, very busy, no doubt. Saw the circus coming to town this morning.
Oh, the maze contractors. Yeah, keeps us on our toes. What can I do for you?
Well, it's the other way around, you'll be pleased to hear. I'm looking for Josh.
Josh?
Wait, he was here a few minutes ago. He's going to help me walk the cows down for milking.
What do you want him for?
Well, I've got his special delivery.
What special delivery?
Sweets and crisps. From the shop.
Sorry.
Ah, take it you didn't know. He rang me up.
A little monkey.
He rang Dial a Vicar to get him some sweets. Now, that is resourceful.
Oh, I did ask if you and David knew. I'm afraid he said yes.
Just wait till I get a hold of him.
Oh, dear. I've landed him in it now, haven't I?
Don't worry. I'll just make sure he shares them with Pip and Ben.
Yeah, maybe he just wanted to do his bit for charity.
Don't let me hear you say that. I'll have a bill as long as me arm by the end of the month. How much do I owe you, Alan?
I'm afraid it's £3.15.
I've only got a pound coin and some copper.
Well, no, don't worry. Give it to me later.
No, it's okay. Here, let me... Here's a tenner. Oh. Keep the change for the fund.
What, are you sure?
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's very generous, Sam. Thanks. Well, see you later.
See ya.
I'll make sure I check with you next time.
Don't worry, there won't be a next time, little tyke. Bye.
Bye.
Sure.
Thanks, Sam. That was really good of you.
Nah, don't mention it. Glad to be of service.
Is it okay if I get the band round here tomorrow night for rehearsals, Mum?
Yeah, of course, love. Earlier the better, though.
Okay, yeah, fine.
Hey, how much are Aldridge is paying you?
More than the going rate, plus food and drink.
Well, they can afford it. Oh, these aren't the T-shirts for tonight, are they, Fallon?
Yeah, why?
Oh, flipping heck. I'm not wearing yellow, I'll look washed out. Well,
there should be some white ones in there.
Well, the white's no good. I ain't topped up me tan this week.
There's only for tonight.
Oh, still. Tom Archer's sausages. Not very glamorous, is it?
Oh, Brenda was saying he could do with a proper slogan. The logo for Pig's cute, though.
Oh, look at the size of this one. He could fit me and Sid inside it.
Well, look, have a look through the box. There must be a smaller one.
Well, why do they order so many anyway?
It was my idea. Thought we could give some away as runner-up prizes in the quiz. With the gourmet grills hamper as a first prize.
That's a good idea. Hey, your family promo's gone down well and all.
Yeah, well, little kids don't eat much anyway, do they? How's Frida doing with the recipes?
Well, she's doing some more elaborate dishes for the grown-ups and simpler ones for the kids. You know, mini toad and the old and stuff.
Well, let's have a look at these T-shirts then.
Oh, look, they're huge. You could wear these as nighties.
Well, look, here you go, Mum. This is a smaller one.
Ah... Ah, no, that's more like it. That's much more my style. What's happened to Tom, by the way?
Oh, that's just what I was thinking.
Weren't he meant to be bringing a banner?
That's what he said. He said it printed for the club nights he's sponsoring at the uni in a couple of weeks.
Oh, he's cutting it a bit fine, isn't he?
Hello.
Just a minute.
Can we get a move on, please?
Oh, come in if you like.
Look, do you want to lift into Borchester or not?
Yes, Tom, I do. Calm down.
Well, if you're not ready in the next couple of minutes, I'm going straight to the ball. Brenda's waiting for me. I should have been there ages ago.
I've only got to do my makeup.
You haven't even put your makeup on yet. I don't believe this.
All right, keep your Tom Archer shirt on.
Ha ha.
Did you get that message, by the way? From Joe Grundy?
Yeah.
What did he want? He said he'd been trying all mobile all day.
It's about me saying no to his offer of an ad in his field.
All right.
Yeah, he wanted 100 quid.
How much?
It started off at 250. As if.
I thought you had to have planning permission anyway.
Didn't bother to find out. But he's not a happy bunny. He said he was giving the money to the church.
Well, that's unusually generous of him.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, come on then, hurry up.
Okay, okay.
Where are you off to anyway?
Just to a couple of bars. Cafe Tempo, I think. Or Bar 7.
Really?
Why?
Well, I thought he was taking you to a club, this bloke.
Well, he was, but he's got to cover a story later tonight, some charity thing with the mayor.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so when he goes off to that, I'll get a taxi back to the Bull.
Isn't that dress a bit OTT for a bar in Borchester?
Is it? Do you think so? Should I change?
No, it's fine.
You just said I was overdressed, Tom.
Ignore me. What do I know about girls' clothes?
Are you sure?
Positive.
I don't want to give him the wrong impression.
He'll think you look great. Now, for heaven's sake, get a move on.
David? David?
Yeah, I heard you.
We're going to be late.
I was on the phone. Nigel is still stuck for ideas for the wedding anniversary.
He's cutting it fine to come up with something special for Friday.
Oh, you're dressed already.
I thought I'd make a bit of an effort with the kids over at Schuler's.
Look, love, I'm a bit knackered, to be honest.
Well, have a shower, that'll work you up.
Maybe. Look, you're not really bothered about this sausage night thing, are you?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, any other night I'd be there like a shot. It's just, I'm really tired.
But I'm changed now. What about supper? What's supposed to be eaten there?
Well, there's stuff in the freezer, isn't there?
I don't feel like cooking.
Well, it must be something we can just heat up.
David.
Look, we'll have a good time tomorrow at the grape picking.
I was looking forward to a good time tonight.
Well, you know, I mean, it's bound to turn into a late night and I'll be even more shattered.
We could cancel tomorrow then. Nigel won't mind. He's got enough volunteers.
No, I don't want to let him down. It'd be much simpler if we cancel tonight.
Right.
I'll have a look through the freezer, yeah? We'll have a night in front of the telly. Make a change.
That banner looks brilliant, Tom.
It was lucky Mum had Alan's number. I couldn't have got through the traffic in time for the princess.
What time is it?
About 5:30.
Sam must have got held up. He said he'd be here by now.
There's no clocking off time in his job.
Oh, I know that from experience, don't I?
Yeah, I suppose.
That's a good marketing ploy of Brenda's, though.
What's that?
Getting Jolene to wear that T-shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know how she got into it. The words Tom Archer's sausages will be imprinted on hundreds of minds.
That's the idea.
She's good, isn't she?
Jolene?
Brenda. Fallon said she'd link tonight in with British Food Fortnight. Great PR.
Yeah, I know. She'll walk that marketing degree. Jolene?
Yeah, Tom, what can I get you?
Can I have another bottle of the cider, please? Kirsty?
Oh, go on then, it's my night off.
Make that two then, please.
Just come on up!
Is it next week she starts?
Yeah, it's Freshers' Week this week. But she's been there and done all that. She's giving those legless 18-year-olds a wide berth.
Where is she anyway?
She's looking for the photographer from the Echo. She's new to the area, wasn't sure where to come.
Hey, you two.
Hiya.
Oh, have you finished with these?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, just to warn you, Joe's just come in, Tom.
Oh, great.
You're going to have to face him sometime.
I think I'll lie low for a bit. Maybe he'll go if he doesn't see me.
Is Sam not here yet?
He should be soon.
Oh. Here you are.
Oh, cheers. It's all right if I open a tap. Want to order some food when Brenda gets back.
Oh, no problem. Hey, there's a good crowd in already.
Yeah.
Got your teams organised for the quiz?
Oh, yeah. Me, Sam and Roy are going to be the hot dogs.
And what about you lot?
We're the spicy girls. And we're the ones who are hot.
All right. Well, that sounds like a challenge.
Well, just as long as you don't try too hard to win, Tom. It ain't good business to win your own prize.
Ruth!
Hey, Sam. You still here?
Hey, never mind me. What are you doing still here? Thought you and David were off down the Bull.
Yeah, I thought so too.
So what happened?
He didn't feel like it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, there'll be other times. It was only a night out at the pub. It's not a big deal.
Hey, still come out though. Hang out with us. Me, Tom, Kirsty, Brenda, you know, our little group.
No, thanks for the offer. I'd have to go through the rigmarole of getting dressed up again anyway.
If you're sure.
Why don't you let me finish off for you here? Then you can get away.
I can't do that.
Of course you can. Kirsten and others will be wondering what's happened to you.
She'll be fine. I'll have missed the quiz by the time I get ready. She'll order some food for us.
Don't be daft. You get off.
Oh, seriously, I'm fine.
All right, then.
At least let me help you out, yeah?
Right, and question 9. How long was the world's longest sausage? Was it A, 35 yards? B, 35 kilometres? C, 35 miles?
I've no idea.
You?
Just guess. Put B.
Right, finally, number 10. What is the origin of the word sausage? Is it A, from Latin, from the word for summit, salted? B, from Greek, from the word for summit, long? Or C, from French, from the word to fry quickly?
Where did your mum get these questions?
Off the internet, I think. Bet Brenda knows this.
She's still with that journalist.
Wait, stop looking at your phone. Everyone will think we're cheating. He'll be on his way.
You've been saying that for the last 2 hours. Oh, here he is. Sam.
Hiya.
Oh, thank you, Pete.
Oh, sorry. I got caught at work.
Oh, well, you're here now.
Yeah. Look, I don't want to interrupt you girls. I'll get over to Tom and Roy.
Sam?
Hey, come on. Concentrate. Latin, Greek or French?
Oh, I don't know. Latin. They all come from Latin, don't they?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Time's up. If you'll all pass your papers to the front, Sid will mark them and return the result after more refreshment.
Come on, get the paper in. Let's join the others.
Don't you want a drink?
In a bit. Let's catch up with the boys first.
The thing is, Sam, I know Kirsty. Of course she's going to be mad with you.
Oh, wasn't that late. Is Roy getting the drinks in?
But she doesn't hold grudges, does she? And the thing is, you're both solid, I can tell that.
Yeah. Look, Tom, do you want another?
Yeah, in a minute. And look, it's good to see you so happy, you know? You're really good together, like Brenda and me. I'm happy for you both.
Thanks.
I am. Me and Brenda, we both are. So what about Ruth and David?
What about them?
Well, aren't they with you? They said they were coming.
Oh, right. David cried off, said he was tired. Yeah, Ruth was really upset.
Was she?
Well, not upset, you know, maybe a bit disappointed, that's all. Kirsty, sorry. Look, I got held up.
Oh, it's okay. It's not your fault.
Is there any food left?
I'll check for you in the kitchen if you like.
No, that's right. Don't worry. I'll be okay. Here, sit down. I'll get some more stools. How's it gone then?
It's been brilliant.
Mum and Sid are well pleased.
It's all down to Brenda.
Her idea for radio ad's pretty good.
You need a good slogan, though, if it's going to sound good. Something catchy.
Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
Well, what like? What do you mean, what's in your sausage?
Oh, that's rubbish.
If it's for radio, it needs to sound interesting, grab people's attention.
Sausages?
You know what I mean. Like a sizzling sound, maybe.
There you are, then. Tom Archer's sizzling sausages.
No, there's too many S's.
We'll just use the word sizzle, then.
Sizzling.
That's me, sizzling.
Tom Archer's sausages, sizzling. That's brilliant.
That smells quite good, actually. It's quite catchy.
Yeah. Oh, Helen, how'd it go?
Really well. We had a great time, actually.
Hallelujah.
Tom. Oh, that's great news.
Thank you, Kirsty.
Are you seeing him again?
Yeah, if he asks. He's already texted me to say he had a good time tonight.
Oh, really?
And he did say he wants to check out that new tapas bar in Felpersham.
Oh,
so...
I want to see what that's like. How about it, Sam? Do you fancy it on Saturday?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I love tapas. I haven't had tapas in ages.
Well, why don't we all go together?
Oh, we could do.
Oh, just... I haven't seen you all week properly.
Oh, of course, yeah. Oh,
come on, we'll have more of a laugh. Yeah, what do you reckon, Tom?
Me? Well, I'm well up for it. Sure Brenda will be too. Helen?
Yeah, okay. Not seeing Ross.
Fallon?
Yeah. Sam's right, it'll be a laugh.
You sure?
Yeah. Of course I am.
Morning, Edward.
Oh, sorry, I didn't wake you up, did I, Grandad?
Oh, no, I was awake. Who's that ringing you at this hour, eh?
It's just a text from Jazzer. Say happy birthday.
Oh, I see.
And that he's had another narrow escape from Mrs. Ganley.
Oh, right.
He thinks she's stalking him.
He should be so lucky. Anyway, many happy returns of the day.
Oh, thanks. Do you want a cup of tea?
If there's any left, yeah. I got you a card, but I give your mum and dad something towards your present, so you'll have to have that in a bit.
Okay, thanks.
22, eh?
Yep.
Whole life ahead of you.
Yeah.
Haven't you ever no breakfast?
I'm not hungry.
Oh, you can't do a morning's milking on an empty stomach.
No, I'll get some in later.
Yeah, but you'll be coming straight back here after milking, won't you?
I plan to. Why?
Well, your mum will be disappointed if you don't.
There you go.
What about your cards and your birthday presents?
I'll do it later.
She was hoping you'd open them all before she went to work, seeing as you didn't want to take the day off.
Well, I couldn't. Not my first week.
Oh, I understand that. Just don't go tiring yourself out, all right?
I won't.
You've only just begun to get your strength back.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I better get going.
What shall I tell your mum?
I'll come back at dinner time, all right?
All right, yes. I'll come over to Green's Farm myself later.
Look, I'm all right, Grandad. You don't need to worry about me.
Hold it in there. I like to keep busy.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you later, then.
Well, the weather forecast was accurate for once.
Yep.
As soon as I'm sure the dew's off the grapes, we can get going with the secateurs.
Right. Where's Elizabeth? Won't she be joining us?
Fortunately, she's tied up with Mrs. Pugsley this morning.
Oh.
They're still ringing round for a disc jockey.
A DJ?
Yes. She wasn't happy with the singles collection of the one we'd engaged.
Oh. And have you sorted your problem yet?
Oh, don't. It sends shivers up my spine. I've only got today to prepare my romantic declaration of love.
Oh, dear.
Thanks, that's no help. Perhaps Ruth will be a bit more helpful. Hello, Ruth.
Hi, Nigel. I haven't missed a start, then.
No, no, don't worry. We've got a few minutes yet. Ah, here's Sophie.
Oh. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello, Nigel, darling.
Hello, Sophie.
David.
Hi.
And Ruth, lovely to see you again.
Hi.
Thanks for coming, Sophie. I know things must be a bit hectic for you.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it for anything. I just hope I don't hold you all up. I am pretty tired.
Well, you don't look it.
That's kind.
Excellent. Right, I'll go and see if the grapes are ready. I'll be back in a minute.
Right. I'm impressed you made it at all.
So am I. And you got back from London last night.
Last night? You can't have seen much of your mum then. Didn't she want you to stay with her today?
Oh, I think it does her good to have a bit of time alone.
I thought you said she depended on you.
She does, but she's having one of her better days today.
How convenient.
Ruth?
She's very up and down, and when she's up, she'd much rather be playing whist with her friends.
Yeah, of course she would.
And this is just what I need. Fresh air and exercise.
Come on, everyone! The grapes are ready! Let the picking commence!
Okay. Right, come on, Sophie. Let's get stuck in.
Fantastic. Aren't you coming, Ruth?
Yeah, in a minute. I just need to get something from the car.
Ed! Ed!
Oh, sorry, Oliver. I was miles away.
I'm off into Borchester. I just wanted to ask you to keep a lookout for the chap delivering the hardcore for the track.
Was he coming today?
Well, this afternoon, he said. But you know what they're like. If there's no one about to supervise, he might dump it in the middle of the yard.
Yeah, all right.
Anything the matter?
No.
Well, I thought you might be a bit more cheerful on your birthday. You're not that old.
Well, not really had time to think about it. There's another couple of gates could do some welding, so...
Look, where did you finish early today? I expect you and Jazza are off out somewhere.
No, it's okay. We haven't got any big plans.
Well, I do appreciate you coming in today, anyway.
That's all right. I'd rather be here, actually.
Huh?
Yeah, it, stops me thinking too much about last year. You know, my party at the Bull.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I never thought it would end up like this.
I know.
I don't really want to think about it, that's all.
You've got to let it go, Ed. What's done is done.
And I am grateful for this job, Oliver, I really am.
Morning, all.
I know. One step at a time, eh?
Yeah.
You got a good worker there?
Indeed I have.
You don't mind if I borrow him, do you? His mum wants him home this dinner time to open his cards and presents.
Ed?
Yeah, I can finish this later.
Righto.
Right. How many crates does this one make, do you think?
Well, now you know they're not edible, we might stand a chance of actually picking a decent amount.
I only tried one, and I won't be eating any more. It was horrible.
It serves you right.
Well, I can't help it if I'm starving. Nigel promised us a slap-up lunch.
It's only 1 o'clock.
Oh, really? I thought it was later.
Oh, time's dragging for you, is it?
Not at all. I'm enjoying every minute.
Me too.
So, go on, you were saying.
Oh, about Mum. Mm. Well, she's not ready to move to Henley yet. And to be honest, I don't know whether it's a good thing. I'm so soon after Dad's death to uproot her from her home and friends.
So, you might be around for a while yet?
If you're lucky. That reminds me, I have another favour to ask.
Ask away.
Well, the refurbishment work is starting at Sundell House next week, at long last.
Oh, good.
And the committee have asked my mother to unveil a plaque in Dad's honour.
Uh-huh.
And it'll say something about him being the architect and about his work as chair of the board.
Oh, that's a nice gesture.
Isn't it?
So what can I do?
Well, it might be quite an emotional evening. I'll be there to support my mother and... might be good for me to have a friendly face there too.
You mean me?
Yes. If you wouldn't mind.
And I've given the labels quite a bit of thought. Ruth?
Oh, sorry, Nigel. What?
The design for the labels for the wine bottles.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know whether to go for something a bit modern and abstract, what with it being a new blend.
Yeah.
Or go for a classic design, you know, a drawing of Lower Loxley and the grounds.
Right.
Which would be in keeping with the house and our brand, I suppose. But what do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Mm, another tough question.
Mm-hmm.
A more pressing one, of course, is what to do tomorrow.
What about tomorrow?
You know, for our wedding anniversary.
Oh, right, yeah.
It was a bit rash of me to promise something dramatic before I'd even thought out a plan. But Liz is so wonderful, and I want to make sure she knows it.
Oh, Nigel, that's really sweet.
So come on, then. What big romantic gesture can I make?
It's a difficult one.
What do women want? I mean, what sort of thing do you dream about in an idle moment?
Me?
No, not just you. Women, in general.
You mean like the pretty woman moment?
What might that be?
You know, when Richard Gere drives up in a posh car to whisk Julia Roberts away. Sort of a modern-day knight on a white horse.
Ah, now that's more like it.
What, the white horse?
Yes. Now, where on earth am I going to find someone who'll lend me a white horse at short notice?
I don't know. Shooter, mate?
Brilliant. Oh, but how would I hide it from Lizzie until the right moment?
Could be tricky.
Yeah, maybe not the white charger then. But something like that. What on earth could it be?
There's another Richard Gere film.
Hmm?
But no, forget it.
Go on.
Well, he comes into the factory, I think, in a sailor's uniform and carries her off.
Ah, to be honest, I don't know whether my back will stand for that tomorrow, after all this reaching and bending.
Maybe not.
And you know, Lizzie, she mightn't get it. She's not much of a film buff. She'd rather curl up with a good book.
Come on, Nigel, it must be lunchtime, surely.
Good heavens. Down tools, everyone. Lunchtime.
By the way, Ruth, I told Sophie we could go with her to Sundial House next week for this plaque unveiling thing. We haven't any plans for Tuesday, have we?
I see Oliver Sterling's ordered the yard court.
Yeah, I'll make a start on patching them holes tomorrow.
Good news about the milk round, eh?
Oh, yeah, Jazz's new customers.
Mike's just filled me in. 10, just this week.
That lad could charm the birds out the trees.
Yeah, apparently so. Mike's going to split the round into two and deliver on alternate days.
This business is growing faster than you thought.
Yeah, well, it's pretty remarkable. I've ordered the flyers, giving the details of the new delivery system. Onward and upward, eh?
I'll drink to that.
Oh, by the way, Caroline's just rang. She's on her way back from Grey Gables with some kind of ice cream cake Ian's made for you.
Oh, what, for me?
Yeah. She asked him specifically. So, if you both care to stay behind after milking, we can wish Ed a very happy birthday.
Ooh.
After all, we've all got lots to celebrate.
And the grapes will now go straight to the Abbey Winery to be made into what I hope
will be a delicious crisp white wine. So very many thanks indeed to you all for your hard day's work.
And there's a free bottle of embrocation for each of you on the way out.
David's choking, of course. In fact, there'll be a dozen bottles each for you when the wine's ready next spring.
Yes!
And I hope some of you will be able to come back in a few weeks for a repeat performance. And when the Savile grapes are ready. So thanks very much, everybody. See you then.
Nigel, darling, I'm going to love you and leave you, I'm afraid.
Yeah, us too. Well, the leaving bit, anyway.
Well, thank you, both of you.
No, it's been great.
Good.
Now, I look forward to tasting the results.
Let's hope it all works out.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Sophie. See you again soon.
Oh, I'm sure you will. And my love to Elizabeth.
Bye, Sophie.
Don't forget Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
I'll get off too, Nigel.
Thanks very much for today, Ruth. I hope you enjoyed it.
It's been a real change.
Good. At least you've helped me solve one of my problems.
Oh, what's that?
Ruth and I were chatting about designs for the labels. I'm going with a house and gardens idea, a traditional line drawing.
Very classy.
Yeah, very Lord of the Manor.
I know, but Lower Loxley means a lot to me, and to Lizzie. And we do tend to take it for granted.
I suppose when you hear visitors talking about it, that's when you remember that all this is yours.
The old stately pile. The Americans think it's fab. They think we all live in some kind of regal Georgian splendour, holding balls every 5 minutes and dashing about in chases and gigs.
They watch too many Jane Austen films.
Definitely. We get fed up of hearing them compare Lower Loxley with Pemberley after Pride and Prejudice came out last year. It's nothing like that.
Yeah, well, at least no one can confuse you with Mr. Darcy, Nigel.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that nearly so much. Actually, David, you've just given me a brilliant idea.
Wow. I know the Aldridge's are loaded, but this is serious money.
It's pretty big, isn't it?
Big? This marquee's bigger than a house. Must have cost a bomb.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit vulgar, isn't it?
Helen, you sound like my mum sometimes. It's brilliant. I wish it was my house.
Oh, I wonder where the birthday girl is.
Probably making sure all the oldies are out of the way.
Oh, hang on.
Who's it from?
Ross.
What's he saying?
Kirsty.
Come on, tell me.
Oh, he wants to see me again.
When?
Next Thursday.
What are you doing? Don't reply to him straight away.
Why not?
Keep him guessing for a bit. Keep him on his toes.
I'm not 15, Kirsty. I can't be bothered with all that game playing.
It's not game playing. You don't want to sound desperate.
Oh, thanks.
You know what I mean?
Look, he's not like that. I told you what a good time we had on Wednesday. It's already gone past pretending.
Well, up to you. Right, I'd better get back to the pub.
Oh, look, thanks for the lift.
Oh, no problem.
I'll probably see you at the Bull in a while anyway.
Why? It'll be a great do here.
I know what it'll be like. Drunken teenage boys and wasted girls falling all over them.
If it were me, they'd be chucking me out sometime after sunrise tomorrow.
Well, I'll hang out with Debbie for a while and I'll see how it goes. How come you're not seeing Sam tonight?
I need the extra shifts. Help pay off my card after Gozo.
How is he? He seemed a bit out of it on Wednesday.
He's fine, thanks. Busy with all the carving on top of his usual work. So, you know.
Helen, Kirsty, oh, hi.
What a gorgeous dress.
You look like a model. Yeah.
Thank you. Though it took all my powers of persuasion with Dad. He thinks it shows too much.
Do you want some champagne?
Mm, thanks. So, how did this afternoon go?
It was great, yeah. Kirsty?
Not for me, thanks. I can't stop.
Even though I didn't know half of them, and the Borsetshire Life man kept interrupting to take photos.
Did Jack and Gran come?
You should have seen them dance.
Really?
Although Jack didn't think much of the jazz combo. He kept saying he'll get somebody called Tommy Croker instead. Someone from years ago, Mum said.
Oh, it must be hard for your Gran.
Yeah, it is. Oh, Kate rang. She sends her love to everyone and she wishes she were here.
Oh, Mum sent her a birthday card last week. I'll email her tomorrow.
Hey, Alice. Hey. I parked behind Jennifer's car. I assume they've gone out in the murk.
Helen, Kirsty, this is India Beesborough, a friend from my old school. India, this is Kirsty and my cousin Helen.
Hi.
You don't think it'll rain, do you? I've left the top down.
You've got a new car.
Birthday present from Daddy. I overtook a chavmobile in the lane. Who have you invited, babe?
What's a chavmobile? I think she means a stretch limo.
Someone's come in a limo.
Gorgeous outfit, Alice. Whose is it?
A friend of my cousin Elizabeth's.
Oh. Oh, Oh, my God.
Hi, Carly.
Chris is just giving the limo driver a tip.
Oh, well, thanks for coming.
I'll have a glass of champagne when you're ready.
What? Get it yourself?
Sorry, I assumed anyone here in a black micro mini would be waitressing.
I didn't want to look like a clone. I like to stand out in the crowd.
Absolutely. Like a page three girl at a polo match.
India? Ooh, time I wasn't here, I think. Have a good party, everyone.
Nigel, where are you? Nigel, come on, please. It's cold. If this is a silly joke... Nigel, my goodness.
My dear madam, I bid you good evening.
What on earth are you wearing?
I pray you are quite well.
I'm fine. Are you?
May I welcome you to the grounds of my humble home?
Nigel, can you please just tell me what's going on?
Oh, Lizzie, can't you guess? The floppy white shirt. The breeches.
Are we going to a fancy dress party? Oh, it's not a surprise party, is it?
Allow me to introduce myself. Mr. Darcy Pargeter, at your service.
What?
And now, please do me the courtesy of remaining where you are. I shall endeavour to join you forthwith!
Nigel!
More champagne, Carly?
Yeah, thanks, Alan.
Oh, me too, babe.
Oh. What time's fun's fun, darling?
After supper. Has anyone seen Venetia?
Gus is looking for her.
They've had another row.
Oh. She should watch out. He's lush.
He's not the only one. Last time Chris came with Ronnie to shoe the horses, he took his top off. He knew I was around.
Get lost, India.
Very eloquent, Carly.
India, can you see if Venetia's all right?
Do I have to? Please. All right. It's a good thing you don't rely on your sparkling wit to keep your boyfriend, Carly.
You keep away from him.
Carly, have you seen the chocolate fountain?
Nigel, are you all right?
My dear lady, never better. Now then, if... your feelings are still what they were. Tell me so at once. My affections and wishes are unchanged. But one word from you will silence me forever.
Nigel, you are...
Mr. Pargeter.
Okay, fine, Mr. Pargeter. Well, this is enough to bring on an attack of the vapours.
I cannot fix on the hour, or the spot, or the moment, or the look which laid the foundation of my love for you.
Mr. Pargeter, this is so sudden.
May I ask, do you like Lower Loxley?
I like it very well.
Then may I hope for your favourable regard and that perhaps you might do me the very great honour of consenting to be mistress of the hall, just as already you are the mistress of my heart.
Oh, Nigel. Oh,
I'll take that as a yes, then.
Yes!
Thank you. Happy anniversary.
Wonderful thing to do. Come on, you're freezing. Here, put my coat over your shoulders. And let's get back inside and into the warm.
I thought you'd never ask. Last one back runs the bath.
Woo! Oh, brilliant, weren't they?
Yeah, really good. I think Fallon's won awards for the songwriting.
Wow. I've done a bit of karaoke, but it must be great to sing with a live band.
Yeah.
Honestly, is anyone else bored? It's all the same here. Same drinks, same people, same men. It's ridiculous.
India, whatever beautiful dress.
Flies or... always buzz around muck.
Carly, I was going to ask you.
Try not to be jealous, babe.
Jealous? At least I've got a boyfriend. Then home on your own, are you, India?
Look, Carly, how about some more strawberries dipped in chocolate?
Yeah, I've had enough of her. She's a joke.
Hi, Carly.
Hey, Alice. Having a good party?
Oh, great, thanks. Try one of these almond madeleines.
Almond what?
They're little cakes. Dip them in the chocolate. They're gorgeous.
Okay.
Face it, Carly. Chris might be your boyfriend, but he can hardly keep his hands off me.
India.
Why don't you save yourself the humiliation and leave now?
No, I'm doing my...
help me out here.
India, maybe we should go outside for some fresh air.
Get lost, India. Why don't you ask Daddy to buy you a boyfriend? Or perhaps even he doesn't have enough cash.
You little cat!
Helen, can you please pass me one of those cakes?
Of course.
Oh, you like chocolate, do you?
Well, have as much as you want.
Oh, my dress, you cow!
Oh, don't be such a child. Brown suits you.
Yeah, what about you?
Stop it! Brilliant.
Alice, go and get Debbie before this really kicks off.
That smells wonderful. How did you organise all this?
I have to admit, I exploited Mrs. Pugsley's guilt at putting you to so much trouble for her wedding. Did us all her work, I'm afraid.
You haven't upset her, have you?
I was quite shameless in telling her how hard you were working and how much we think of her and Titcomb. I'll never get used to calling him Edgar.
Nigel, honestly.
It's all true. And it would have melted the heart of the hardest of men. Even Mr. Darcy.
Thank you so much for tonight.
Happy anniversary again. And here. Oh,
another present. Oh, Nigel. Oh, Pride and Prejudice.
Of course.
Oh, it's so beautifully bound.
And with the book, I offer you my heart, my house, and lands, and my children.
I've got those pretty much covered, darling.
And my thanks. And my love.
Nigel.
I think I made quite a dashing Darcy, don't you?
You beat Colin Firth any day.
Crikey, chocolate all over India's dress.
You should have seen it, Kirsty. They even got chocolate splashed on the marquee.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was such a mess. I don't know what Brian and Jennifer will think of it when they get back.
But you didn't stick around to find out.
Oh, no chance. After they'd done enough flinging chocolate at each other, they really got stuck in.
Oh, I wish I'd been there.
It was like being at some kind of wrestling match.
I wouldn't like Carly to get me in a headlock.
Don't worry, India gave as good as she got.
Did she?
I don't know where she picked up her fighting skills.
Oh, you usually pick them up on the school bus. After you've had enough Chinese burns and wedgies, you learn to give them back.
Except I doubt India's ever been on any kind of public transport.
Fair point. Well, I bet some of those private girls' schools aren't as prim as you'd think, though.
Yeah, maybe.
So what happened then? Was that it?
If only. Some of the boys were loving it, of course. They made a big circle round them and started cheering and yelling.
Oh, it sounds brilliant. I wish I could have stayed.
Yeah, and then, when Debbie and I did manage to separate them, it turned out that Chris Carter had gone off with this Venetia girl ages before.
Alice's 18th will go down in the annals of fame forever. It'll be a party legend.
Oh, I suppose so.
Do you want another drink?
No, I'll just finish this one and then go.
That family from Grange Spinney came earlier to collect their prize hamper from sausage night.
Oh, yeah? Bet they were happy. Tom had put all sorts of goodies in it.
Fallon and I didn't do very well in the quiz.
Oh, I know that Jolene told Tom to try not to win. He said so.
It was a good night, though. I think Tom's got his ideal woman in Brenda.
Really?
Definitely. I could never get quite so enthusiastic about sausages.
I am shattered. Oh, is it okay if I have another lift tonight? I thought Mum and Dad might have come in and I could have gone home with them.
Yeah.
You don't mind driving past Brookfield down to Bridge Farm, do you? It's only a little bit out of your way.
Of course. No worries.
Oh, thanks.
But, actually, I'm going back to Borchester when I finish here.
Oh?
Yeah, it's more convenient for the shop tomorrow.
Have you and Sam had a row?
No. I've just decided to stay at Rick Yard a bit less often. Just for now.
Is everything okay with you two?
Yes. Just like my own space. I like pottering around and catching up with myself. You never relax properly when you're staying at someone else's, do you?
Depends.
Anyway, Sam's right. We've kind of drifted into me staying there all the time, really. It's better not to rush these things in a relationship, isn't it?
The Archers is written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa.